the studios, we have the air calm, barometer 2983, no precipitation today. The midnight reading was 70, and again, we've been as low as 67. It is 68 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin, where the news from ABC is sponsored by Scott's Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual workers.
This is a special report from ABC News. Trump assassination attempt. I'm Sherry Preston. As both President Biden and former President Donald Trump urge Americans to dial down the political rhetoric, former Homeland Security expert and ABC News political contributor John Cohen says,
"We are an angry, divided nation, and that anger and division has become intertwined in our political discourse. There are a growing number of people in this country who believe that violence is an appropriate way to express their ideological or political views."
Donald Trump, shot in the ear during the attempted assassination, has arrived in Milwaukee for the Republican National Convention.
The plan is for this convention to go on boldly without any major changes to the program. The theme for tonight's session is Make America Wealthy Once Again. Headline speakers in prime time are set to include Teamsters President Sean O'Brien and model, rapper, and social media star Amber Rose.
ABC National Correspondent Stephen Portnoy in Milwaukee. This is ABC News. Hamas saying today that peace is continuing with Israel. Peace talks, the terror group also saying its military commander is alive and in good health despite being targeted by Israeli forces. No slowing down in the minions at the box office despite the best efforts by a Nicolas Cage film and a new horror movie.
On movie screens this weekend,
I'm unstoppable!
Despicable Me 4 was unstoppable, taking in $44.7 million. It's now earned more than $200 million over 2 weeks. The story of the weekend, though, was the horror film Long Legs. It took second place, earning $22.6 million, despite only costing $10 million to produce. On the flip side, Fly Me to the Moon cost $100 million to produce, but only earned $10 million to come in fifth. Inside Out 2 came in third. Brian Clark, ABC News.
And Google may be on the verge of making its biggest purchase ever. It's reportedly in talks to buy Wiz, a cybersecurity company, in a deal that could be worth $23 billion. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
An update on sports today is sponsored by Bindle Tire and Auto, your certified Firestone on the farm tire service, and the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. Yesterday's home talent baseball scoreboard, it was Arena 11-1 over Blanchardville. Belleville beat Pine Bluff Mount Horeb 7-3. Verona edged Hollandale 3-2. Muscadet 3-0 over Argyle as well. It was a win in the north yesterday for Reedsburg over Cazenovia 3-0. Sauk Prairie 16-10 over Ashton. Also, it was Cross Plains beating Mazamani 2-1. Sauk Prairie over Wanakee 6-4. Middleton 9-0 over Plain. The Brewers ended a three-game losing streak and avoided a series sweep by beating the Washington Nationals 9-3. Milwaukee goes into the Major League Baseball All-Star Game break with a 4.5-game lead over St. Louis. Elsewhere yesterday, it was Miami with a 3-2 win over Cincinnati. The Cubs beat St. Louis 8-3. Colorado 8, the Mets 5. Atlanta 6-3 over San Diego. In the American League, Baltimore 6, the Yankees 5. Tampa Bay 2-0 over Cleveland, Boston 5, Kansas City 4, Texas 4-2 over Houston, the Angels 3, Seattle 2. Interleague play, Oakland 18, Philadelphia 3, Detroit 4, the Dodgers 3, Pittsburgh 9-4 over the White Sox, San Francisco beat Minnesota 3-2, Toronto 8-7 over Arizona. That's an update on Monday Morning Sports.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on-the-farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindle's at 647-5851 today.
When the quality of your care and comfort matter most, the Kramer Infusion Center at the Richland Hospital and Clinics is here for you. We offer a wide variety of treatments in a comfortable, home-like environment for those battling cancers, Crohn's disease, hemophilia, or other health challenges requiring infusions. Because individual care plans are unique, it's best to call and ask if your care can be delivered close to home with us, the Richland Hospital and Clinics, caring, educating, healing.
A high of 88 degrees, scattered showers and thunderstorms likely today by midday. Scattered showers and thunderstorms ending this evening. Fog possible, a low of 64. Partly cloudy and a bit cooler Tuesday, not as humid, a high of 81. Wednesday, partly cloudy and comfortable, a high of 75. 77 Thursday with sunshine and 81 Friday. Sunny and nice conditions once again. In Richland Center, our temperature is at 68 degrees. Again, about 3/4 of an inch of rain yesterday, adding to the already saturated soil. Flood warnings remain in effect for the Kickapoo River at Lafarge until early Tuesday morning. A flood warning now in effect from now until Wednesday morning for the Kickapoo River at Viola. And as a result, a few things changing on the schedule, including the summer school in Kickapoo School District, will not be held today because of the rising waters. It is 68 at WRCO FM 100.9. Here is Tyler Hubbard.
Jack makes good whiskey. Red dirt makes good riding roads. Country makes good music for kicking up dust in a taillight glow. Dry wood makes good fires, good years make good swings. All that's all good, but for me, God makes 5'9" brown eyes and a sundress, lust and McGraw and a small town accent. Ain't no way that me and this truck made her fall in love. Jack makes good whiskey, but God makes the good stuff.
Stuff.
Don, WRCO, 5'9". 68 degrees in Richland Center at 10 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. We had a busy weekend for our family. It was a good weekend. We had a good together and had some baseball yesterday to cover at Arena. In fact, the game was pushed back till 3:30 because of extensive rains there. They had more than we did here. Some severe storms that passed through on Saturday night. Despite that, Arena did get its fireworks in. It's amazing how many community events are going on this weekend. And just off the top of my head, Boaz, Cazenovia, Highland, all with celebrations coming up this very weekend. And at this point, the forecast doesn't sound too bad. At least it's not going to be that high humidity. And when that's the case, as we witnessed over the weekend, those showers just kind of start popping up randomly. Good luck getting there on a Monday. Be safe.
This land is your land. This land is my land. California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream water, this land was made for you and me. As I was walking that ribbon of highway, I saw above me that endless skyway. I saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me. This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream water. Sands of her diamond desert, and all around me a voice was sounding. This land was made for you and me. This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest Stream water, this land was made for you and me. There was a big high wall there that tried to stop me. The sign was painted, said private property, but on the backside it didn't say nothing. This land was made for you and me. This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream water. This land was made for you and me. This land was made for you and me.
Shoulder, we never let go and we never be old.
That is Old Dominion on WRCO Radio. It is 17 minutes after 6 o'clock. News, weather, and sports coming up today at 6:30. The Brewers will be on an all-star break now until the weekend, which, wow, that's tough. You can kind of get used to paying attention to the Brewers just about every day. But we will have the chance to pay attention to at least a couple of Brewers who will be involved in the All-Star festivities. They get underway tonight. The actual game is tomorrow night.
Coach Johnson here again, and it's officially summertime. How are you feeling about your health journey? If you'd like to discuss some options, contact Jamie Johnson on Facebook. You can also call or text him at 608-604-7751. That's 604-7751 to discuss different programs. Working out is optional and not required with the different plans, though it is helpful. Reach out and start a conversation and consider making changes with your health today. Why wait?
The savings are hot with the July sale at All American Do It Center. $5 off a 3-pack of 3/8-inch by 9-inch semi-smooth paint roller covers, $8.99 after savings. Save 50% on fast-setting epoxy, now only $3.24. Or get $5 off after rebate on Rust-Oleum Professional Gallon Oil-Based Paint starting at $48.99. Stop in for the July sale now through the 21st at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust. Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
Surprise your sweetheart with flowers for the adult prom from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. From bouquets of roses, matching boutonnieres and corsages, to beautiful fresh-cut flowers, Robin's Nest will help make the evening extra special. Call 383-1616 or stop in today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, where flowers are our inspiration to create lasting memories.
There are lots of reasons to come see The Music Man this summer, presented by Community Players of Southwestern Wisconsin. It has classic songs you'll recognize right away, like You Got Trouble, 76 Trombones, Till There Was You, and The Wells Fargo Wagon. It's got a timeless story filled with laughter about Professor Harold Hill coming to a small town and falling in love with Marion the Librarian. And it's got a large cast of your friends and neighbors, including a barbershop quartet. Shows are July 26th, 27th, and 28th, and August 2nd, 3rd, and 4th at the Richland Center High School Auditorium. Showtimes are 7 p.m. Fridays and Saturdays and 2 p.m. matinees on Sundays. Tickets will be sold at the door and are $20 for adults, $15 for children, and a $60 family ticket for two adults and any number of children. Celebrate the summer with this look back to those great days of yesteryear by coming to see The Music Man.
6:20, good morning. Yes, looking forward to The Music Man being put on later on this month and in early August as well by Community Players. They're working diligently, and we'll welcome more of the cast members on during the morning show coming up on Wednesday of this week. Here's Ann Wilson on FM 100.9.
Trying to buy a bill. It's a picture of that 57 Chevrolet. I wish that we could ride it one more time. I still get excited when I think about it. The driving picture shows you took me to. But I don't recall a lot about the movie stars.
Billy Joe Spears on WRCO driving that 57 Chevrolet. There you go. That would be pretty cool to be driving to work. I wouldn't want to hit a deer, although it would hurt the deer more. You know, when I hit a deer, I've hit a couple deer with the Vibe, and there really wasn't much left of the front end. It really wasn't. Of the deer I'm talking about. Yeah, no, actually, my wife was making fun of me, though. I drove home one day after I hit a deer, and the hood was up kind of high. It's hard to see over the top of the hood driving down the road, you know? Oh, well. 68 at WRCO Studios, just ahead of news time on a Monday.
She had her long legs dangling from the edge of the dock. We were nearly 17. Her eyes were shining brighter than the water that was glistening. And when she laughed, when she smiled, all I could do was grin. Even though it didn't look like I was doing much, I was imagining that would be just her and me, holding hands and dipping our feet. That would be just her and me. Something lighter than cut off jeans and all the things that we could have been. I was imagining. And it was time to go. I tried to find ways to make it never end. A swinging rope, jumping in. Man, I was a cannonball champion. When she laughed, when she smiled, all I could do was grin. Even though it didn't look like I was doing much, I was imagining that me just had me. And that summer went, that was the best dang summer that I ever spent. I could still see her dancing in that hot summer mist, sun halo glowing, she was heaven sent with that laugh and a smile. Now all I can do is grin when I think back to that summer when I was imagining her and me, just her and me, holding hands and dipping our feet. Her and me, just her and me, something like we put on jeans and all the things that we could have been. I was imagining. Dangling from the edge of the dock, and we were nearly 17.
Ken Dumas on WRCO doing some imagining today.
Shop local and save big this July with the red, white, and refresh sale at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Get 10% off all mattresses for the best night's sleep. Enjoy 15% off all bedding to complete your bedroom makeover. And don't miss 20% off all decor to refresh your home. Visit us at 172 South Church Street, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Hurry in, these deals won't last long. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where quality meets savings. Follow us on Facebook for access to exclusive deals. Cannot be combined with other offers.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home in Spring Green. Want to give your house a new look? Whether it's one room or a whole house, we can help. From the industry's best Karastan carpet to exceptional hardwood floors by Mirage, or even if it's vinyl plank, we have it. Want a new kitchen or bath? We can help with that too. Quality products and quality service from a company you can trust. Wirtz Floor and Home.
Wisconsin Dells. Monster Trucks Nitro Tour will invade Dells Raceway Park with two big shows, 1:30 and 7:30 p.m. this Saturday. Monster Trucks and more, plus all new family affordable prices. VIP tickets includes a pit party pass to the best seat. Get tickets at monstertrucktour.com or get them late at the gate.
Subject to service charges and miscellaneous fees.
Riding a rail monster truck, 1:30 and 7:30 p.m. this Saturday. Dells Raceway Park will never be the same again.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News time on a Monday morning is sponsored by Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your full-service pharmacies, caring for you and about you, and also by BL Signs for your business signs needs. Some notes on the news coming up in a moment. First of all, the forecast, a high of 88 today, early sun, and then more clouds. Scattered showers could happen again by midday. Tonight, 64 with scattered showers ending. Right now in Richland Center, it is 68 degrees.
Wherever you are in southwest Wisconsin, you're always close to someone who has trusted BL Signs. The van you're meeting with a great rap, the business sign that makes you feel welcome before you even get out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes you hungry the moment you see it. BL Signs is the trusted source for projects done well, done on time, and done on budget. The best start for any signage project is BL Signs of Richland Center. Online at blsignage.com.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee. Here is what you need to know. The 20-year-old nursing home employee from suburban Pittsburgh who tried to assassinate former President Donald Trump was a registered Republican who packed explosives in the vehicle he drove to the campaign rally an hour from his home. Law enforcement officials were working yesterday to learn more about Thomas Matthew Crooks of Bethel Park, Pennsylvania, to determine what drove him to open fire on the rally from a nearby rooftop, killing one spectator before he was shot dead by the Secret Service. Public court records in Pennsylvania show no past criminal cases against Crooks, who graduated from high school 2 years ago. The FBI believes he acted alone. Milwaukee Police Chief Jeffrey Norman is expressing confidence in security arrangements for the Republican National Convention. In comments to WISN's Up Front, Norman said that while it's not possible to plan for everything, the city has partnered with local, state, and federal agencies to ensure the safety of RNC delegates and the rest of the city during the convention. Norman spoke with Up Front on Sunday morning, hours after what the FBI described as an assassination attempt on former President President Trump. Wisconsin Republican Party Chair Brian Schimming also told up front that he's confident that this week's national convention in Milwaukee will be safe and secure. A protest group says it will be allowed to march during the Five Serve Forum event during the Republican National Convention. The Coalition to March on the RNC announced Friday it had reached a handshake agreement with Milwaukee PD to march within sight and sound of the convention. The coalition says a member of the city attorney's office will be at the head of the march to make sure things go smoothly. A federal judge earlier this month refused to force the city to change its plan to prevent the march and instead move it several blocks away from Fiserv. At the Capitol in Madison, discussions are underway on the future of the UW system.
Former Vice President for Administration James Langdon is open to the idea of spinning UW-Madison off from the rest of the system.
Is there a different model that might serve us better as a state in terms of how we use our resources, how we educate students, how we support our communities and businesses going forward? So a review of the system merger, I think, is important.
A study committee of lawmakers, business representatives, educators, and local officials heard public comment last week. The universities of Wisconsin face budget challenges due to enrollment decreases and other factors. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reported yesterday at approximately 2 o'clock, the Sheriff's Office 911 Dispatch Center was notified of a serious motorcycle crash. The crash occurred on Holt Road between Lawrence Ridge Road and Mellum Road, rural DeSoto in the town of Wheatland. The operator was traveling south and struck a tree that had fallen across the roadway as an apparent result of the recent thunderstorm that affected the area. The operator, who was also the lone occupant, sustained very serious injuries. Although life-saving efforts were performed, the operator was pronounced dead at the scene by Vernon County Coroner Betty Nye. Assisting the sheriff's office were the Wheatland Fire Department, Wheatland First Responders, Gunderson Tri-State Ambulance, and Vernon Electric Cooperative. The name of the operator was being withheld and will be released later today. The operator was not wearing a helmet. The incident remains under investigation by the Vernon County Sheriff's Office and the Vernon County Coroner's Office. Governor Tony Evers declares a state of emergency for four northeastern counties hit by flooding. The flooding in Calumet, Outagamie, and Waupaca, along with Winnebago counties, breached a dam and caused evacuations in Appleton and Manawa. Between 4 and 6 inches of rain fell in Waupaca County, with 5.7 inches of rain recorded in Manawa. The resulting rain-driven floodwaters opened a breach in a dam in Manawa along the Little Wolf River, temporarily driving residents from their homes. The state's Department of Health Services has been monitoring conditions at nursing homes since the flooding. Evers' order allows the agency to pay for extraordinary expenses, including repairs that can arise when a facility such as a nursing home is evacuated. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources encourages private well owners to test their drinking water amid heavy rain and flooding. Flood water and runoff contain bacteria and other contaminants which can affect private water supplies and spread of waterborne illness. Well owners who experience flooding or see changes to their water should assume their well is contaminated. They should stop drinking the water and find an alternative source, clean their well, and sample the well before resuming water consumption. The DNR says even without signs of flooding, a well can be contaminated. More information can be found by visiting the DNR's website. The Madison Police Chief is getting national recognition for his efforts. Sean Barnes was inducted into the Evidence-Based Policing Hall of Fame. It's about using science to analyze and prevent crime. Barnes has been a big proponent of using data to keep Madison safer and improve the criminal justice system. After his arrival in 2021, he implemented the stratified policing model, which has revolutionized how the department works. Barnes said he was proud to be recognized and immensely proud of the Madison PD.
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
A high expected to reach 88 degrees today with some scattered showers again, likely by midday. Scattered showers ending in the evening tonight, fog possible, and a low of 64. A flood warning is now in effect until Wednesday morning for the Kickapoo River at Viola. From late yesterday to late Wednesday morning, impacts at 16.5 feet. Highway 56 just east of Viola is closed due to flooding. Flood warning now in effect until early tomorrow morning for the Kickapoo River at Lafarge. For high water there, impacts at 13 feet. Some roads are underwater and several residences and businesses have been affected. As a result of the high water, there will be no summer school in the Kickapoo School District for today. Also, warming centers have opened up. The Cradwell Building in Muscadet will be used as a cooling center today from 8 until 7. The Brewer Public Library available in Richland Center as a cooling center from 9 until 6. And also the Woodman Community Senior Center will be open today, normal hours from 8 a.m. to 4:30 for anyone who needs to cool off.
Are you ready to buy a house? Do you know somebody looking to buy a house? Do you not know where to start? Do you not know where to apply? Do you just have some general questions about buying a home? Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage, the Schultz Mortgage Team, your local mortgage expert. When I say expert, I mean that because mortgage is all I do. I don't want your checking account. I don't want your car loan. I just want to help you buy a house. Whether you need an FHA loan, a VA loan for veterans, a USDA loan, or a conventional loan, contact the Schultz Mortgage Team 7 days a week, 604-5068. We do not work banker hours.
Sports is sponsored by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. A look back at local baseball from yesterday coming up, and the Brewers end the first part of the season before the All-Star break with a win.
Ellis Tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, this is Rick from the Homesteader Store. Let an Ellis Tractor do all those jobs that need to get done. They make tractors from 21 to 101 horsepower. These excellent tractors have hydrostatic transmissions for ease of use. They come with loaders, 3 points, and PTOs to power any attachments. LS has great long-term financing. I would invite you to our indoor showroom at the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East Richland Center, or at homesteaderstore.com.
Arena scored an 11-1 win over Blanchardville on Sunday. The host Aces broke a 1-1 tie in the second. The big inning was the fourth when they plated 6 runs on 6 hits. Elijah Ault led the way at the plate as he went 3-for-4 with a walk and 3 runs scored. He also pitched the final 4 innings and struck out 7 while walking 1 and giving up 2 hits.
I feel like around this time of the season, just get the mechanics dialed in and go out there with confidence. So things are going good right now.
So things were a little different today. You come on in relief. Talk about how you prepare differently for a game like this.
I say just kind of rely on the starter to get the game off rolling, and then obviously trust in the defense, come in there and throw strikes no matter what. So that's always the mindset, just throw strikes and use your defense behind you.
Yesterday's hometown of baseball winning pitcher Elijah Ault. The Aces also got support of the plate from Trey Schulte. It was 3-for-4 with 4 RBIs. Wyatt Miller, 2-for-3 with a walk. And Dane McElwee was 2-for-3 with a walk. 2 runs scored and an RBI. Nate Jennings had 2 hits and 2 RBI for Arena, which is now 5-5. They have 2 regular season games left, including a game which is a makeup on Friday night against Wyota. Some other scores from yesterday: Belleville over Pine Bluff Mount Horeb 7-3, Verona 3-2 over Hollandale, Muscadet grabbed a victory against Argyle 3-0, Schulzburg Benton beat Ridgeway 4-3. In North action yesterday, Sauk Prairie 6-4 over Wanakee, Middleton shut out Plain 9-0, Cross Plains 2-1 over Mazamani, Reedsburg shut out Cazenovia 3-0, Sauk Prairie 16, Ashton 10, Ashton was a winner earlier this weekend, 11-0 over Black Earth. In American Legion baseball, Viroqua winner against Rosu Legion with a final of 8-0, and they also defeated defeated Legion Post 20, 11-2. The Simon Shark Swim Team completed their day on Saturday, finishing out with 26 swimmers. They were able to score 782 points and finish in fourth place at the six-team individual. The team was led by the 9 and 10 girls. The three-person relay of Lauren Chambers, Claire Hying, and Morgan Worthington won both the medley and freestyle relays. Claire Hying added an individual gold medal. Morgan Worthington placed first as well, and Lauren Chambers added two gold medals in the short freestyle. In addition to Chambers, senior leader Connor Hying swam to a first-place finish in the butterfly and breaststroke. The Brewers ended a three-game losing streak and avoided a series sweep by beating the Washington Nationals 9-3 yesterday. Milwaukee goes into the Major League Baseball All-Star game break with a 4.5-game lead over St. Louis in the National League Central Division standings. Manager Pat Murphy says it was good to get back on the winning track.
But as far as how many losses, I mean, everyone hurts, but you keep it in the right perspective. Baseball, you're not going to be clean like that, and you're going to go through periods like this. And you just keep your ego in check and just believe in the people and believe in what you talk about and not make it bigger than it is.
The Brewers also made several transactions just before the break. Former Cy Young Award winner Dallas Keuchel was designated for assignment after four somewhat ineffective starts. Closer Devin Williams made his first rehab appearance Sunday at Class A Wisconsin, striking out all three batters he faced. In the National League, Miami 3-2 over Cincinnati. The Cubs beat St. Louis 8-3. Colorado 8-5 over the Mets. Atlanta 6, San Diego 3. From the American League scoreboard, Baltimore 6-5 over the Yankees. Tampa Bay 2, Cleveland nothing. Boston 5, Kansas City 4. Texas 4-2 over Houston. The Angels 3, Seattle 2. Interleague action, Oakland 18-3 over Philadelphia. Detroit 4, the Dodgers 3. Pittsburgh 9-4 over the White Sox, San Francisco 3, Minnesota 2, Toronto 8-7 over Arizona as well in Major League action. Argentina won its second straight Copa America championship, overcoming Lionel Messi's second-half leg injury to beat Colombia 1-0. That's an update on Monday Morning Sports. I'm Phil Nee.
Don't miss the Our Town celebration at Highland Village Park, July 18th to 20th. Located at 755 Main Street, Highland, Wisconsin, this event is packed with excitement for everyone. Thursday features a concession stand, a 7th and 8th grade softball tournament, and a glow run slash walk starting at 7:30 p.m. Friday, enjoy a euchre tournament, youth bingo, an ATV poker run, and pickleball from 7 p.m. Saturday brings a car show, kids carnival, bingo, a chicken barbecue dinner, smoky gun showdown, and fireworks. For more info, follow Highland Lions Club on Facebook. Celebrate with us July 18th to 20th at Highland Village Park.
100.9 WRCO.
town looks like it's New Year's Eve. You find some bar you can halfway breathe. Touch tune some old deep cut Cheap Trick. Got your girl singing every word of it. So you bring a couple shots of chilled Patron to the prettiest thing that you ever hit on. And somehow she ain't got a boyfriend. So you make her laugh all night and then take her home, follow love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms. And put a chain around your raised hell heart. Try to play cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home. Gassed up truck sitting in the driveway. In the back there's a black and a pink suitcase. She can't stop saying she's freaking out. You say, baby, you ain't got nothing to worry about. Then you hold her hand, kiss her one time, throw it in drive, and take her home. They fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms. Put a chain around your raised hell heart. You try to play cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home. Sometimes God draws life like a dream. Paints you a 7-pound, 5-ounce scene in a car seat creeping down the interstate. Two young lovers that are scared to death, but still can't wait to take her home, fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms. Put a chain around your raised hell heart. You try to play cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home.
Kenny Chesney on WRCO Radio and Take Her Home. 8 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock and 68 degrees. We trust you had a good weekend. It was a busy weekend, that's for sure. Busy here at WRCO Radio as well with all of the weather announcements and whatnot. Severe weather popping up here and there all over the place, and it seems like we've had a real rash of it lately as well, and lots of it. It almost seems like we have more warnings, watches than we used to, and maybe that's because we have weather instruments that are able to maybe pick up possible rotations and things like that better than they used to be able to as well. And kind of the threshold or the plateau for a severe warning is the 60-mile-an-hour winds, which were predicted on Saturday night quite often. And I don't know if we got that high, but we certainly had some wicked weather that caused some downed trees and power outages and those kind of things. So that made it a real challenge, I know, for lots of crews that had to get out and do some work on that as well. So we were busy Saturday night. I've had a couple of Saturday nights now with lots of severe weather that we've had to read and play announcements and things like that. So hopefully one of these upcoming Saturday nights I can play my little records in peace. But we got to do what we got to do when we're on the air. We have more important things than two-minute records, that's for sure. Over the weekend, too, some sad news on the death of Richard Simmons. Richard Simmons passing away, and also actress Shannon Doherty losing her battle with cancer. And she was a longtime member of Beverly Hills 90210 and the TV series Charmed as well. Died of breast cancer at the age of 53. Richard Simmons, who became very well known in the 1980s as well for his workout videos and television show as well. Certainly a bundle of energy. And he's the man that I can tell you that I actually slapped five one time with Richard Simmons. We were waiting for the Today Show to be in the galley of people, and he was one of the guests that day and came running out from the studios there. In fact, I think they were broadcasting outside that day, but he came out and went around the crowd. We were kind of behind cattle gates, basically, and he went around and slapping everybody five and telling everybody hello. So I can say that I did, I slapped five one time with Richard Simmons. That's my claim to fame.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy five-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy three-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Don't miss the Casanova Celebration this Friday through Sunday. Friday night, enjoy live music and the Casanova Reds. Saturday brings a pancake breakfast, craft fair, 5K run, 3-on-3 basketball, cornhole tourney, raft races, Casanova Legion baseball, music from Cougar Wagon, and a spectacular fireworks show at dusk. Sunday's Grand Parade kicks off at 11, followed by the Casanova German Band, the Kids Paddle Pole, and so much more. All at the Casanova Celebration this weekend.
Ready to revamp your deck or fence? Bailey Paint and Decorating in Richland Center introduces you to Benjamin Moore Woodlux Stains. Over 3,500 solid and ultra-flat options. Woodlux by Benjamin Moore brings out the natural grain and texture of your wood while protecting it from the elements like rain, sun, and snow. For a stunning, durable finish that lasts, visit Bailey Paint and Decorating. Benjamin Moore Woodlux, where innovation meets excellence. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your partner in beautiful, lasting results.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
You have auto insurance because, let's face it, stuff happens. And then you feel punished with a rate hike after filing a claim? Erie Rate Lock changes all that. With Rate Lock from Erie Insurance, your low rate stays great until you change cars, drivers, or your address. Your Erie agent in Richland Center is the Richards Insurance Agency. Get a quote at 585-2137.
Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage. Insured must meet necessary underwriting guidelines. Premium may change if you make policy changes. Not all products are offered in all states. Patent pending.
A high later today in the middle to upper 80s, it looks like. Scattered showers and thunderstorms likely by midday. It is 68 degrees at WRCO Studios. Here's Sawyer Brown.
I feel tears welling up cold and deep inside, like my heart's from a big break. And a stab of loneliness, sharp and painful, that I may never say. Now you might say that I was taking it hard since you wrote me off with a call. But don't you wager that I'll hide in sorrow when I may lay right down and fall. Now the race is on and here comes pride in the backstretch. Heartache going to the inside. My tears are holding back there and I'm trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running to love scratch for another sake. The race is on and it looks like heartaches and the winner loses all. I ventured in love, never once suspecting what the final result would be. Now I lived in fear, waking up each morning, finding that you're gone from me. The aching pain in my heart for today was the one I hated to face. Somebody new came up to win her, and I came out in second place. Now the race is on and here comes pride in the backstretch. Heartaches going to the inside. My tears are holding back there and I'm trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running true love scratch for another's sake. Race is on and it looks like heartache, then the winner loses all. Is on and here comes pride in the backstretch. Heartaches are going to the inside. My tears are holding back there. I'm trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running. True love scratch for another's sake. Race is on and it looks like heartaches. And the winner loses all. The winner loses all.
WRCO FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin.